very good sketch. He'd gotten her long dark hair right, maybe, the intensity of her eyes, the soft curve of her face that made her look so young. But it was hard to get her smile, that look of challenge she'd always given him. Still, it was all he had. He kissed the portrait, folded it, and tucked it into his shirt. Something would go wrong with the plan. He could feel it. He knew if he walked out that door, somebody was going to die. But he'd made a promise. He put the Kingsville map in the Bible and set it on the desk where the guards were sure to find it. Then he went to join Zeke on the walkway. After chow time, Pablo and his cousin Luis were hanging out on the rec yard, trying to avoid Hermandad Pistoleros Latinos. The HPL didn't like Pablo and Luis getting all religious when they could have been dealing for the homeboys. Luis tried to joke about it, but he still had bruises across his rib cage from the last time the Canales had cornered him. Pablo figured if they didn't get out of Floresville soon, they'd both end up in cardboard coffins. Out past the guard towers and the double line of razor wire fence, the hills hummed with cicadas, lightning pulsed in the clouds. Every morning, Pablo tried to imagine Floresville State Pen was a motel.